Zo, weer hoger geklommen met onze gids John. Hij is toch ouder dan ik, maar hij is heel fit. Toch was ik eerder boven. John, the clock chimes.
Here we are in the Carillon room. It's so called because over here we have the actual Carillon, which is a giant music box. And it plays a different tune every day of the week. Three times during the day. We will hear this tune at 9 o'clock in the morning, 12 midday, and 6 o'clock in the evening. And we can see, looking at the drum here, all these needles have been drilled in at different intervals so that they are set to play the tunes. We can see some, actually, which are empty. Mm. That's because at various times, different tunes have been substituted. Along the front here, we can see that we've got 20 levers waiting to hit the barrel. That's two for each of the bells, because sometimes the note has to be struck twice in quick succession, and one lever would not be sufficient to activate the bell to do that. So unfortunately we won't see that working at 4 o'clock.
Nee, want het loopt tegen 4 uur. En John vertelde hem, dat is morgens 9 uur, en om 12 uur en s'avonds om 6 uur is dan de laatste, dan speelt het carillon hier. We zijn een verdieping hoger geklommen net. En hier zie je ook de touwen van die eigenlijk naar de verschillende klokken leiden.
Now, here in the tower we have, as we said, 10 bells. It looks here as though the 10 bells are arranged in a circular fashion, looking at the ropes. In fact, that's not the case. When we go further up, we'll be able to look down on the bells and we'll see they're arranged in a grid pattern. Now, that pattern is very important and had to be worked out very carefully. The reason for that is that you will know that a tall building like this, 65 metres, it has some movement in it. And if all the bells, with all their weight, are going together in one direction, that could be disaster. So a very clever man called George Sorocold, a civil engineer, worked out in 1678 how to actually lay out a system of 10 bells. That wasn't his only achievement. He was the man who went on to devise a system whereby water power could be used for our very earliest factories, including the first factory in the country, which was the silk mill built in Derby in 1712. He also advised very extensively in the mining industry, so a very accomplished all-round engineer.
In elk geval kan het geen gevaar als wij daar lopen, want ze hebben het zo georganiseerd dat het eigenlijk de klokken niet gelijk kunnen luiden, althans niet qua zwaartekracht en zo. Dus veilig zal het wel zijn. Zometeen gaan we nog een stukje hoger.